Good morning.
早安。
I am told that the air conditioning is not working.
有人告诉我说冷气现在坏了。
Well, if that's the case, I may just dispense of this bow tie.
也许是这样的话，我会把我的领带拆掉。
But I understand your history. If I get soaking wet, I might remind you of Robert Shue.
但我如果了解大家的历史的话，如果我全身都湿了，也许大家就会想起徐华徐医生。
We thank the Lord for him being gathering us together in his presence again.
我们感谢主，他再一次的召聚我们，能够一同的聚集。
How precious it is to remember the Lord.
能够纪念主是何等宝贝的事。
I said on the first night, this is Memorial Day weekend.
我第一天晚上告诉大家说，这是个国殇日的周末。
This is the MDR, the Memorial Day retreat.
什么叫做 MDR? 就是国殇日的退休会。
And naturally, what people are doing is remembering the fallen soldiers.
那么在这个日子，大家是纪念那些为了国家丧失性命的军人。
Who gave the ultimate price?
他们做了至高的牺牲。
They laid their life down.
他们把他们自己的生命放下。But
brothers and sisters, we have a much greater blessing.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们有一个更大的祝福。
We gathered here to remember the one that laid everything down.
我们来到这里是一同纪念那为了我们把他自己完全交托、完全放下的主。
This is the Lord Jesus.
就是主耶稣基督。
He laid everything down.
他将一切摆在祭坛上。
And we have been called together into the fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
我们蒙他所召，能够与神的儿子耶稣基督一同相交。
How precious it is to remember the Lord.
这是何等的宝贝，让我们能够一同来纪念主。
There's a famous saying.
有一个著名的一句话。
Again, it has to do with war.
那当然这是跟战争有关的。
It says, all give some.
这句话是这样讲，所有人都有牺牲。
But some give all.
但是有的人是牺牲了一切。
This is what the Lord Jesus did.
这个就是主耶稣所行的事。
He gave everything to bring you back to the Father.
那为了叫我们得与父相合，他把自己全然献上。
He gave everything to make you an heir of Christ.
他为了我们能够与基督一同成为后裔，摆上了一切。
Joint heirs with Christ.
叫我们能够与基督一同的承受产业。
Can you imagine a greater inheritance?
你能不能够想到一个比这更美好的产业？
Surely he gave all.
他的的确确把他自己全然的献上。
Well, I should get to my message before the air conditioning takes me out of time.
那我想我现在应该回到我本来预备要讲的，不然等一下这个太热了，我可能讲不下去。
We'll read Philippians 3:10 through 15.
我们要看腓立比书的第3章10到15节。
This is only 6 verses.
总共只有6节。
Paul said this.
保罗这样讲。
To know him. And the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
他这里说使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
If any way I arrive at the resurrection from among the dead,
或者我也得以从死里复活。
Not that I have already obtained the prize, or am already perfected, but I pursue, if also I may get possession of it, seeing that also I have been taken possession of by Christ Jesus.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Brethren, I do not count to have got possession myself, but one thing, forgetting the things behind and stretching out to the things before, I pursue.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事。 就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Looking towards the goal for the prize of the calling on high of God in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再做一点祷告。
Lord, we always come to you in total dependence.
主啊，我们来到你面前是全然的依靠你。
We can speak words and we can tell stories, but they will not be living unless you speak.
我们能够说话，我们能够说故事，但如果你不在其中，这些事都是死的。
We call upon you, Lord, to anoint the speaker and the translator and the hearers.
主啊，我们呼求你，用你自己的恩膏来涂抹讲员，涂抹翻译，涂抹那些听到的。
We tell you, Lord, you alone have the words of eternal life.
那主啊，我们知道，在你有永生之道。
And unless you speak, our speaking is vain.
除非你亲自的说话，我们的话，不过是虚空。
Unless you open your word to us, we'll never be changed.
除非你把你的话语打开，不然我们不能够得变化。
Unless the living word of God penetrate deep to our spirit, we'll never be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus.
除非神的活道深深的刺入我们内心最深处的灵，我们就不会能够磨成儿子的样子。
These things we ask you to do in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉耶稣基督宝贵的名恳求你行这些恩典启示。
Well, I think you know by now that my subject has been this two-word phrase in the Bible.
我相信大家现在都知道我这一次所讲的主题就是圣经里面中文讲的那三个字。
That two-word phrase, as you know by now, is one thing.
那这一个词就是一件事。
I believe this is absolutely critical.
我相信这是绝对重要的。
I remember when I was praying and seeking the Lord about what to share up here at MDR.
我记得我在为了 MDR, 在向主祷告说我在这里需要来分享些什么的时候。
I felt the Holy Spirit quicken to me that single phrase, one thing.
我觉得圣灵的光照在我的心里把这一个词这一件事这一个词放在我的心里。
What we need, brothers and sisters, is one thing.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们所不可少的只有一件事。
And if we had that one thing,
如果我们得到了这一件事。
If we own that one thing,
如果我们掌握了这一件事。
And if that one thing becomes part of us,
如果这一件事成为我们自己生命里面的一部分。
It'll change us from inside out.
那就会把我们从里到外彻底的改变。
And not only will it do that,
它不仅仅会成就这事。
Then everything will fall into its right perspective.
而且每一件事都会放在一个对的地位。
And even more great than that,
甚至比这更了不起的是。
If you get that one thing straight,
如果你这一件事上能够对了。
Then you find you have everything.
那你就好像得到了一切的事。
Because in him is the fullness of the Godhead.
因为在他里面神本性的一切丰富是丰丰满满的住在他里面
And we are complete in him.
我们在他里面也得以成全
The Apostle Paul said also in that Colossian letter
而且保罗同样的在哥罗西书又这样讲
He said Christ is everything
他说基督是一切
Not some of it
他不是说只是一部分
Not part of it
不是只有一小块
Everything
而是一切
And if we see this one thing by the Holy Spirit,
如果靠着圣灵，我们能够得见这一件事，
it'll transform and change your Christian life.
它就会改变我们，进入一个不同的基督徒的生活。
As our brother Godwin is sharing,
好像我们孙弟兄跟我们所分享的，
it'll transform and change your church life.
它会改变我们教会的生活。
So that there is a testimony of the Lord Himself.
所以在那里能够有主的见证。
In our individual life.
在我们个人的生活里面。
And in our church life.
也在我们的教会的生活里面。
How vital this one thing is.
所以这一件事情是何等的稀奇重要。
You know, we looked at David.
我们已经看了大卫的生平。
One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire of him in his temple.
他说一件事我要寻求，而且我还要寻求，就是一生一世能够住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问他。
We saw in that Psalm 27 those that terrifically dark circumstances that David lived in.
我们从诗篇27篇看到大卫所需要经过的黑暗。
Yet we saw in those circumstances he learned the greatest secrets.
但是在他的经历里面，他却得到了这个最宝贝的秘诀。
He learned that God was with him.
他学习到了神与他同在。
In every circumstance.
无论在外面的光景是如何。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we need to know.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们必须要知道的。
He discovered the irrevocable promise of the scriptures.
他得到了圣经里面那个不会收回、不会改变的应许。
Though father and mother may forsake you,
我的父母纵然离弃我。
I will never leave you or forsake you.
但我必不撇下你，也不离弃你。
What a discovery!
这是一个何等大的看见！
It'll change your circumstances.
它就会把我们怎么样看待环境改变了。
You'll discover a grace and strength in your circumstances.
无论在我们什么样子的光景当中，我们就可以得到恩典，得到力量。
His greatest secret he shared.
这是他分享给我们一个最大的秘诀。
One thing was his testimony.
因为他只有一件事，他的见证只有这一件事。
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
是要能够瞻仰主的荣美。
He had a passion for Christ, for God himself.
他对基督，对神自己，他里面的心是火热的。
And he had a passion for the house of God.
他同样是为主的殿心里如同火烧。
Remarkable things are said about David.
那关于大卫，圣经有非常美好的描写。
The testimony that God says about David is absolutely amazing.
神对大卫所做的见证是非常奇妙的。
When Saul was rejected,
当扫罗被神拒绝,
God's word is, I have sought a man after my own heart.
神是在那里说，我为我自己寻得了一个合我心意的人。
It's astounding. The scriptures say David's heart was perfect towards God.
而且圣经又告诉我们说，大卫向神存着完全的心。
Can you imagine?
这是难以想象的事情。
When I look at David, I see such an imperfect man.
因为当我们看到大卫的生平的时候，我们可以看到很多他不完全的地方。
And that gives me such hope.
但这就带给我一个非常大的鼓励跟盼望。
Because it's an imperfect man with a perfect heart towards God.
但是因为在这一个不完全的人里面，他有一个完全的心是对着主的。
And finally, that greatest testimony that he served the purpose of God in his generation.
然后最后是神给他那么了不起的一个见证，说他按着神的旨意服侍了那一个世代的人。
He didn't just live for himself.
他不是为了他自己生活。
Like Paul, he was constrained by the love of God.
好像保罗一样，他是因为神的爱所激励。
And he could not live for anyone else but God.
因为除了为了神以外，他不可能为任何其他的人或事或物来活。
That was his secret.
这个就是他的秘诀。
Well, we also talked about Mary of Bethany.
同时我们也讲到了伯大尼的玛利亚。
One brother said to me this morning, I wondered what you were going to say about Mary of Bethany.
有一个弟兄跟我讲说，我本来就在想说你到底会对伯大尼的玛利亚讲些什么东西。
So little is written.
因为圣经实在没有记载太多。
But so much is said.
但是又讲了许多的事情。
I believe God in his wisdom covered Mary, and we know so little bit about her.
我相信神在他的智慧里面将玛利亚隐藏起来，所以关于他的写作的东西很少。
But we know the one thing that is needful.
但是我们知道那不可少的只有一件事。
When she was at the feet of the Lord Jesus, listening to his word,
当他在耶稣基督的脚前，在那里听主的道。
And Martha was distracted with much service.
那马大为了许多的事心里烦乱。
He said, Mary has chosen the one thing that is needful.
但主耶稣说，那玛利亚已经拣选了那最上好的福分。
She has chosen the better part.
她拣选了那上好的福分。
That's what I think is a tremendous story.
我觉得那是一个非常了不起的一个故事。
Our brother shared so well in the opening.
那我们弟兄在刚开始领会的时候分享的非常的好。
Mary was captured by the Lord.
玛利亚她的心是被神所被基督所夺。
Have we been captured by the Lord?
那我们的心有没有为神所夺呢？
You know you're the Lord's if you're saved.
你知道你是属于主的，因为你得救了。
You know you have eternal life.
你知道你得着了永生。But
have you been captured for the Lord?
但是你有没有被主掳获抓住心呢？
I think there's a huge difference.
那我觉得这里面的差别是非常大的。And
I think Mary is one that was that way.
但我想玛利亚就给了我们一个美好的榜样。And
then in her single act, she did something extraordinary.
而且在他所做的唯一的一件事里面，就是非常的奇妙。
She took that alabaster flask of very precious and very costly oil.
他拿了那个贵重的玉瓶，非常价值非常高的，跟那个拿达香膏非常贵的。
It represented her whole life.
那个代表了他自己的一生。
It represented everything.
是他所有的一切。
You remember you can read between the lines in Bethany.
所以当你读那个故事的时候，你几乎可以看到背后发生的一些事。
And you can discover that family must have not been very rich.
你应该了解他那个家不是一个很有钱的家。
Otherwise, what was Martha doing all the work for?
不然他为什么是马大在那里忙来忙去呢？
She was worn out with serving.
因为她在那里服侍的时候，事情要做的事情太多了，所以她累坏了。
But Mary took all she had.
然后玛利亚拿了自己所有的一切。
All she had.
她所有的一切。
She broke that alabaster flask.
但是把那个玉瓶打碎了。
She poured it out upon the head of our precious Lord.
那把那香膏浇灌在主耶稣尊贵的头上。
And the Bible records one word.
然后圣经里面只讲了一个字，
She wasted herself.
就是她枉费了自己。
Brothers and sisters, that's what the spirit of the gospel is to draw from you and me.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是圣灵要借着福音从你我心中得到的。
It's not a natural response.
那这不是一个天然的一个回应。
But when you see his worth,
但是当你看到他的宝贝的时候，
When you see his worth in the spirit,
当在灵里面看到他的宝贝的时候，
You waste yourself upon him.
那你将你自己完全的枉费在他身上。
What an act.
这是何等奇妙的作为。
I apologize, I confuse some people.
那我要向大家抱歉，因为我讲的时候也许没有讲清楚。
They ask me who is Amy Barber.
他们问我说到底谁是这一位Amy Barber。
I meant her initials, M.E. Barber.
她的名字的缩写是 M.E. Barber.
Margaret Barber, you know who I'm speaking of.
所以就是Margaret Barber.
Amy is married to Godwin.
那Amy是我们孙弟兄的太太。
In the South, we speak slow and not always so clearly.
那在我们南方来的人，我们讲话都比较慢，有时候口音不大清楚。
But I believe this Mary of Bethany.
那我相信这伯大尼的玛利亚。
Did something so tremendous.
她做了一件非常非常伟大奇妙的事。
The fragrance filled the house.
所以整个屋子满了香气。
And the ripples from that life.
然后从他生命里所激出的莲花，涟漪
penetrated through the ages，
然后穿越了这世世代代。
And there's some that have been caught by her flame，
有些人也因着这个缘故也被他这个作为抓住。
God hid everything else，
然后就抛下了一切。
But this he wanted us to know，
那神要我们知道这一件事。
One thing is necessary，
不可少的只有一件事。
May the Lord find Mary of Bethany is here.
愿主在这里能够看见找到伯大尼的玛利亚。
May the Lord find Margaret Barber's here.
能够在这里找到 Margaret Barber.
This is the purpose of the gospel.
这一个就是福音的目的。
Well, I must get on. The air, I haven't passed out yet with the air conditioning, and I still have another message to give.
那我想我必须要开始讲下一个题目了。那虽然没有冷气，但我还没有昏倒。那我一定要开始讲。
I understand some have just arrived this morning.
那我也知道我们当中是有些人今天早上才到。
And I wanted you to at least know what we've been talking about.
所以我希望你们至少能够知道我们前几天所讲的一些东西。
So today we're going to look at Paul.
所以今天我们要看的是保罗。
Paul the Apostle.
使徒保罗。
You know, like David in the Old Testament.
好像旧约里面的大卫。
Paul is prominent in the New Testament.
保罗在新约里面也是非常重要的人物。
Think of it, there are 27 books in the New Testament.
你想一想，新约里面的书卷总共有27卷。
And the Apostle Paul is responsible for almost half, 13 of those books.
那使徒保罗所写的几乎大到了一半，他写了13卷的书信。
And if you're one of those proponents that believe Paul wrote the book of Hebrews, then he did more than 50% of the books.
那如果你相信保罗也写了希伯来书的话，那他写的就超过了新约圣经的一半。
I'm not one of those proponents, by the way.
但是我必须承认，我自己呢，不觉得希伯来书是保罗写的。
I believe that we need to focus on these six verses when we look at Paul's life.
那我觉得我们如果要了解保罗的看保罗的生平的时候，我们要注意今天所读的这六节经文。
Because here he shares the one thing.
因为在这里他分享了他所执着的一件事情。
Now, I think there's something you need to understand about the book of Philippians.
所以我想弟兄姐妹，我们必须要先了解一下这本书信。
It was the church with which the Apostle Paul had the closest relationship.
因为这个教会跟使徒保罗的关系是最亲密的。
You remember when Paul was on his journeys, missionary journeys.
我们记得当保罗在他自己的宣教旅程里面。
You remember the dream of the Macedonian man in Acts 16.
你记得使徒行传里面第17章保罗看见了一个异象，有马其顿的一个人招呼他来。
The Macedonian man said, Paul, come over and help us.
那马其顿的人说，保罗，请你过来帮助我们。
So Philippians, the church in Philippi was the first church in Europe.
所以腓立比教会是欧洲的第一个教会。
And not only that,
不仅如此。
When many churches abandoned the Apostle Paul,
在许许多的教会已经被离弃保罗的时候，
When you read that heartbreaking statement of the Apostle Paul in Timothy,
当你读到保罗在提摩太里面所讲的那个叫人伤心的那一句话，
He said, "All Asia has left me."
他说，小亚细亚的人都离弃我。
Philippi never left him.
但是腓立比教会从来没有离开保罗。
Philippi supported him to the end.
因为腓立比教会从头到尾就支持他。
There was this bond of love and this bond of fellowship that was never broken.
所以保罗跟腓立比教会有这样子的一个关系，这样子的一个交通是一直没有被打断的。
It was a special relationship.
这是一个特别的关系。
Professor Finley said an amazing thing.
芬尼教授讲了这样一句话。
This is an epistle of the heart.
这是一个新的书信。
This is a true love letter.
这是一个真正的爱的情书。
If ever there was a love letter written, this is a true love letter.
如果这世界上有所谓的情书的话，就是这一本。
In Philippians 4:1, it says this.
那腓立比书的第四章的第一节，他这样说。
So that my brethren, beloved and longed for, my joy and my crown.
他说我所亲爱所想念的弟兄啊，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。
It is a special bond.
这个关系是特殊的，特别的。
He yearned for them.
他在那里想念他们。
He loved the church at Philippi.
他爱个腓立比的教会。
And for those that he had a special love relationship with,
那这些与他有一个特别的爱的关系的。
He shared his deepest secrets.
他就把他内心最深处的秘密敞开。
Isn't that true with us naturally?
那我们是不是也是这样子呢？
With the one we love the most, we will share the deepest things.
我们爱的越深，我们的分享就更深。
I would not walk up to a stranger on the street and share the deepest things in my heart.
我不会走在路上遇到一个陌生人，就随随便便把我内心里面最深处的事讲出来。
But I will do that with Linda.
但是呢 ，I'm sorry.
The lady I married.
Oh.
Not Amy.
Okay.但是呢，我就会跟我的太太，我就会这样子分享。
He shared the deepest things in his heart.
所以保罗在这里把他内心最深的事情讲出来。
Another thing about the letter of Philippians.
还有一个关于腓立比书信的事。
It is the last letter that Paul wrote to a church.
这是保罗写给教会的最后一封信。
I'll never forget when I was in Brazil years and years ago, a young brother.
我在许多年以前，我在巴西的时候遇到一个年轻的弟兄。
I shared that this was the last letter Paul wrote to a church.
我在说这是保罗给教会所写的最后的一封信。
And one of the leading brothers couldn't wait to correct me.
那当中有一个带领的弟兄，急急忙忙的要纠正我。
He said, "What about Timothy, first and second?"
他说那这提摩太前后书呢？
What about Titus?
他提多书呢
？All three were later.
这三本书写的都比腓立比书还要晚。
I said yes.
我说是的。
They were written to individuals.
但是那个是写给个人的。
They were regarding pastoral care.
他是讲到教牧方面的事。
But here, this was the last letter to a church.
但是在这里，这一卷书是写给教会的最后一卷书。
I think for that reason, it's so important.
为了这个缘故，我觉得这非常的重要。
We'll look at just a few things.
我们再看几件事情。
Like David, who had a passion for God himself.
好像大卫对神有一个火热的心。
We see Paul's passion.
我们在这里也看见保罗里面的他那个火热的心。
We see another thing about Paul.
我们在其中也可以看到保罗的另外一件事。
He was a man possessed.
他是一个好像被什么有使命被抓住的什么人。
But what his yearning desire was to take possession of something.
但他的渴想他的羡慕是要能够得到一些东西。
And then finally, Paul shares with us that great one secret when he talks about his pursuit.
同时保罗还在这里分享了一件重要的一件事，就是他追求的那一件事情。
This is what he wanted to do to share with those he loved.
这个就是他要跟那些爱他的人，他所爱的人所分享的。
Listen to what he said to them in Philippians 1 verse 7.
我们看一下他在腓立比书第一章第七节对他们怎么说。
Because you have me in your heart,And that both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the glad tidings, ye are participators in my grace.
他说，因你们常在我心里，无论我是在捆锁之中，是辨明证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。
What was that passion that the Apostle Paul shared with the church at Philippi?
所以保罗跟腓立比教会所分享他里面的热情，那火热的心是什么？
It's in verse 3.
是在第三节。
Chapter 3 verse 10.
对不起，第三章的第十节。
It's three words.
讲到英文讲到三个字。
Just three words.
只有三个字。
He said, "My passion is to know Him."
他说，我里面的火热的心就是要认识他。
Nothing else was important.
那除此以外，没有什么事更重要。
As a matter of fact, in the preceding verses, you said everything else was rubbish.
他不仅如此，他在接下来又讲，后面又讲说，那其他的一切事都是如同粪土。
That he might have the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
他为要得着能够认识基督那荣耀的知识。
Actually, the word is stronger than rubbish.
其实啊，那里讲到粪土的时候，它的用词还更强烈。
Everything is dung.
中文的翻译就对了。
Now, do you need our translator to explain what that is?
你们还需要翻译才明白这什么意思吗？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
he had a single passion.
他的有一个专一的一个热情
to know him.
要认识基督
that's all he wanted to communicate to Philippi.
他对腓立比教会所有交通的最重要的这一点就是这个
nothing was dearer to his heart.
在他心中没有比这件事更喜爱更重要的
nothing was more important to share with those he loved.
与他所爱的人所要分享的也没有比这件事更重要
This is the one thing that captivated him.
这一个就是抓住他的心的事
This is the one thing that controlled him.
这就是控制他的那一件事
This is the one thing that constrained him.
这一件事也激励他的一件事
And this is what we need to know.
这也是我们需要知道的
You can know all the doctrine.
我们可以知道一切的教义
You can understand all the church practice.
我们可以明白教会里面一切所当行的事
You can get all the scriptures in right order.
你也能够把圣经里面所有的句子都背起来
But brothers and sisters, if you miss this one supreme thing of knowing him, you miss everything.
但是弟兄姐妹们如果你失去了这一个最高至高的事情认识基督那你就失去了所有的一切事
This was prominent in his heart.
这一件事在他的心中是非常重要
This was preeminent in his heart.
在他的心中是至高的
This surpassed everything in his heart.
超过了他心中其他一切的事情
That hymn that our brother led us in.
所以这个是我们的弟兄带我们进入的
It's one of my favorites.
我们弟兄带的诗歌是我最喜欢的诗歌之一
Hast thou heard him?
对不起我看一下怎么翻译啊 I'm sorry Let me see how do they translate 你的灵非与他遇见过
Brother you can stop me anytime As a matter of fact, as I told you, you can just begin to preach and preach your own message anytime you want that.
I thank you and I will do that.
I will never know the difference. Just nod every once in a while like I know what I'm doing.
所以我会点头然后假装在讲。
Listen to this. Listen to this great first verse.
所以听一下他的这诗歌里面的第一节。
Hast thou seen him? Hast thou heard him?
他说你的灵岂非与他会过
Seen him?
有没有看见他
Known him?
认识他
Is not thine a captured heart?
你的心有没有被他所夺
Chief among 10,000 own him
在千万人中他最美好
Joyful choose the better part
有没有欢喜的拣选这上好的福分
The key word in Philippians is joy
那一个腓立比书里面一个要字啊，就是喜乐
Actually joyful
就是喜乐
And joyfully Paul chose the better part
所以当保罗拣选了上好的福分的时候他是欢喜快乐的
This was his secret
这个就是他的秘诀
You know, in the book of Hebrews, the key word is better, according to Brother Scroggie.
你记得那个在希伯来书里面，那个要字，根据Scroggie 弟兄所讲的，就是更好的或更美的。
It occurs 13 times.
那发生了出现了13次。
Brothers and sisters, we live in such a market economy that we think of better different than the way it's put in Hebrews.
所以弟兄姐妹们因为我们现在所存在的这个世界是注重销售的世界所以当我们想到更美好的时候我们的观念是跟希伯来书是不一样的
We think of good, better, and best.
我们想到了说好更好最好
There's something better than better.
那好像有比更好还有更好的
You know, if I can't afford the best, I'll maybe buy the better.
所以我如果没有办法买那个最好的 那我就买那个比较好的。
And if I'm really in trouble, I may only settle for the good.
但是如果我真的没有钱的话，那我买个好的就好可以。
But in the Bible, that word better has a much different meaning.
但是在圣经里面讲到更好或更美的时候，它的意义不是这样子的。
It's a little awkward to say in English.
对英文来讲，它没有办法完全的翻译出来。
I don't know how you do it in Chinese.
所以我也不知道中文要怎么翻译。
It means the best better.
他讲的是那个最好的更好。
He chose the better part.
所以保罗拣选了更好的。
Christ is the better part.
基督就是那更好的福分。
When you read it, you understand, in the book of Hebrews, Christ is better than the angels.
所以我们读希伯来书的时候，我们就知道，基督比天使要更好。
You understand that Christ is the better high priest.
他是更美的大祭司。
You understand he gives a better sacrifice.
你知道他所献的祭物是更美好。
You understand there's a better covenant.
他建立了一个更美的约。
You understand that better covenant is built on better promises.
那我们也知道那更美的约是立在那更美的应许上面。
This is the thing the Apostle Paul saw.
这个就是保罗的眼睛所看见的。
Now I don't know when you think of Paul's passion if you get confused.
那我不晓得你是不是想到保罗他里面那个火热的心的时候会不会有点糊涂
What on earth does Paul mean that I may know him?
那保罗在这里讲说我要认识他他到底是什么意思
Think of it
你想一想
If anybody knew the Lord
因为如果任何人能够说他认识主的话
Don't you think the Apostle Paul knew the Lord?
你不觉得保罗就是那最认识主的人吗
If I had written half of the New Testament, you'd probably think I know the Lord.
如果我能够写新约圣经一半的书信的话你也会觉得是我是最认识主的人
It's a strange thing.
那这是非常奇怪的
You know, as a matter of fact, when you read 2 Corinthians,
那不仅如此当你读哥林多后书的时候
He says, I know a man.
他说我知道一个人。
And this man was caught up.
这个人被提到天上。
And this man was caught up even to the third heaven.
而且是被提到了三重天。
He heard unspeakable things.
他听到了不可说的语言。
Of course he was speaking about himself.
当然他那里讲的就是他自己。
Brothers and sisters, do you think the Apostle Paul knew the Lord?
所以弟兄姐妹们，你想保罗是不是一个认识主的人？
As a matter of fact, even of the newborn babes in Christ.
而且老实讲，一个就是在基督里面刚生，刚得到重生的婴孩。
We say they know the Lord.
我们都会说他认识主。
And they do know the Lord.
他们也的确认识主。
The first time you're born of the Spirit of God.
当我们从神的灵生的时候。
The first time your sins are taken away.
当我们的罪首先被洁净的时候。
The first time the Holy Spirit gives you new birth.
当第一次圣灵将那个新生赐给我们的时候。
You know the Lord.
那个时候我们就认识主。
But understand what the Apostle Paul is saying.
但是我们在这里要明白使徒保罗讲的什么意思
There is a deeper knowing of the Lord
认识主有一个更深的认识
Many Christians get saved and they stop
很多基督徒得救了就停顿了
Many Christians are touched by the Lord and they're waiting for heaven
很多基督徒被主摸着了他们就等着上天堂
But here this one that knew the Lord the best
但这里有一个认识主最清楚的人
It was his passion right up to the last moments of his life to know the Lord
但是到了他生命最后一个时刻他里面火热的心还是要认识基督
I think this is tremendous
那我觉得这是非常重要
This should be your passion
这也应该是你自己心里面的火
This should be my passion
这应该是我的热情
This should be the passion of every believer
这应该是每一个信主的人内心里面那个火热的心的热情。
How can we ever stop knowing this one?
我们怎么能够停下来不继续的认识这一位
We must go deeper.
我们要更深的认识他。
And further.
更前进的认识他。
And press on.
要努力向前。
And never stop knowing this one.
不断的要更多更深的认识这一位。
It says,
in that same verse 10.
同样的，在第十节里面，他这样说。
There was three ways.
他有三个方面。
That he knew the Lord.
使他能够认识基督。
And he wanted to know the Lord deeper.
在这三方面要认识主更深。
And the power of his resurrection.
要晓得他复活的大能。
And the fellowship of his suffering.
和他一同的受苦。
Being conformed to his death.
能够效法他的死。
Brothers and sisters, this was the three ways Paul said, I want to know the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这是保罗所讲的，他三个方面要在这里要来认识主。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢？
He discovered a secret that so few of us fully discover.
他发现了一个秘诀，是我们当中很少人发现的。
The only way you can know the Lord.
你唯一能够认识主的方法。
The only way you can live in the Lord.
你能够活在主里面的。
Is to know him in the power of his resurrection.
是要能够在他复活的大能里面来认识他。
I think I told you that yesterday.
我想我昨天就已经提过了这件事。
Well, forgive me just a moment. This is getting too warm up here. So if you don't mind,
so don't
get offended. Brother Godwin, I'll keep my shirt on, I promise.
对不起，这个天气太热了。
I did wear long sleeves.
我就要把领带拉下
来。Your ministry made a deep impression upon me, and I didn't leave my candy wrappers in the floor.
所以，但我还穿着长袖啊，所以叫声孙弟兄抱歉，而且我没有在这里吃糖果。
He knew him in the power of his resurrection.
所以他本来是在复活的能力里面认识他。
Brothers and sisters, that's the secret to living the Christian life.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是一个过基督徒生活的秘诀。
You can't live the Christian life in your own power.
因为靠着自己的力量，我们没有办法过这个基督徒的生活。
You can't live the Christian life in your own strength.
你不能够靠着你自己的力量来过做一个基督徒。
You've heard me say it before. It's not just difficult. It's impossible.
我已经讲过了，这不是说困难，乃是不可能。
But here he discovered a new life.
但是在这里他看到了一个新的生命。
Here he discovered a new power.
他看到一个新的力量。
He discovered the power of his resurrection life.
他是发现了他死里复活的能力。
I'll tell you a little story about me as a young Christian.
我在这里要跟大家讲一讲在我年轻的时候的一个故事。
When in 1972, when I was born again.
在1972年的时候我刚重生。
I remember struggling like many young Christians to live the Christian life.
我记得我那时候像很多其他基督徒一样挣扎的想过基督徒的生活。
One day there would be victory.
那有一天能够得胜。
The next day there would be utter defeat.
但又再一天呢，又被彻底的击败。
I was up and down and up and down.
那我就一会儿上，一会儿下，一会儿上，一会儿下。
I thought, what does the Lord call me to do what I cannot do?
那我在想说，那主为什么要呼召我做我所不能够做的事呢？
I remember the verse that came to me was from Philippians.
那我就记得腓立比书里面的一节经文到了我心里。
I may have only been a few months in the Lord.
我那个时候刚信主不过几个月。
But Paul's word spoke to my heart.
但是保罗的话好像对我的心说话一样。
In Philippians 1:21.
在腓立比书的一章的二十一节。
For me to live is Christ.
他说我活着就是基督。
It's not like Christ.
不是说像基督。
It's not just imitating Christ.
不是效法基督。
For me to live is Christ.
而是说我活的就是基督。
Do you see the difference?
你可以看出这个不同吗？
One is a copy.
一个呢是想在那里仿造。
The other is living by the resources of that resurrection life.
而另外一个呢乃是按着他复活里面所带来各样的供应来生活。
It set me free.
这就让我得自由了。
I went to a brother who led me to the Lord.
我去那个带领我信主的那个弟兄那里。
An elder, dear brother.
是一个亲爱的年长的弟兄。
I said, brother, look what I have discovered in Philippians.
那我跟他说，弟兄啊，你看看我在腓立比书里面发现了什么。
The Christian life is not me living at all.
基督徒的生活不是我自己在那里活。
The secret
secret of the Christian life is Christ living in me.
原来基督生活的秘诀是基督在我里面活着。
I want you to know I framed that verse.
你知道吗？我把那一节经文装在镜框里面。
And I put that verse in the foyer of my home.
那我放在我家的玄关里面。
And every time I go in and out of the door,
每次我进出的时候
I see those verses that set me free.
那我就看见了这个让我得自由的这一节经文。
For me to live is Christ.
因为对我而言，活的就是基督。
This is the secret.
这个就是那个秘诀。
This is the one thing we need.
这个就是我们所需要的那一件事。
I remember telling that older brother, he said these are deep things.
那我记得我跟那个年长的弟兄分享的时候，他跟我说，这是深的事情。
I love that brother.
我很爱那个弟兄。
I said, brother, why don't you teach these things?
那我问那弟兄说，那你为什么不教导呢？
You have Christians coming here, getting saved and giving up.
那因为很多基督徒来到这里，他们得救了，但是呢，后来就退后了。
Here's the secret.
这个就是那个秘诀。
To know Him in the power of His resurrection.
是要认识基督，是要晓得他复活的大能。
I think this is a tremendous secret.
我觉得这是一个极其重要的一个秘诀。
You remember when the Apostle Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus?
你要记得当保罗替以弗所教会祷告的时候
I'll just mention what he said.
我在这里讲一下他怎么说的
Chapter 1 verses 16 to 23 if you want to take notes.
然后你要看一下的话是在第一章的16到23以弗所书第一章的16到23节
He prayed for them that they might have the spirit of wisdom and revelation. You remember?
那你记得吗？他在那里祷告，愿神能够将赐人智慧与启示的灵赐给他们。
He said he prayed that they would know what is the hope of his calling.
让他们能够知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
What are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints?
他在圣徒当中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀
Most believers are thinking about what is our inheritance.
大部分的基督徒读的时候好像都想到说我要得到什么样子的产业
But Paul said if you get this thing about his inheritance in the saints, you'll get the whole purpose of God.
但是保罗在这里讲的是说如果你能够得到这个基督在圣徒当中所要得的基业的话你就得到了他的最重要的目的
And then he saved the best to last.
那最后讲的却是最重要最美好的
He said the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力有何等浩大
According to the working of the might of his strength, in which he wrought in Christ by raising him from the dead.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大地，使他从死里复活。
That's the power of his resurrection.
这个就是他复活的大能。
How tremendous to know that.
能够知道这件事情是何等的重要。
You know, I look at our...Dear old ancient brother Stephen Kong.
当我们看到那个年老的将守道弟兄的时候
He's 104 years old.
你知道他已经104岁了
He's a walking miracle.
他走路都是神迹
Now Dora might think it's Chinese medicine.
那当然我讲这个不是因为中国草药的关系
No, I'm not picking on you. But I think it's a bigger secret than that.
那我想，因为在背后还有更大的秘诀。
I think this ancient old brother knows the Lord in the power of his resurrection.
因为我相信我们的弟兄是因为认识主耶稣跟他复活的大能。
I've been with him since 1972.
我从1972年开始就跟我们弟兄在一起。
And now I see him in weakness, hardly get up to the lectern.
那他现在当然身体已经软弱了有时候走路都不方便
shaking when he holds the Bible.
他拿着圣经时手都会发抖
and then he looks up and reads the word of God.
但是他抬起头来他开始读神的话的时候
and he speaks in the power of his resurrection.
然后他的讲道就是在他复活的大能里面的讲道。
Power that is.
何等的能力。
This is the one thing.
这就是那一件事。
He also said in the fellowship of his suffering.
那他又讲到说能够与他的受死有份。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
it's important to understand what this really means.
我们要明白这句话到底是什么意思。
Everyone needs to know that when you come to the Lord Jesus, you will suffer.
每一个人都要知道，当我们跟随主的时候，我们都要受苦。
I think that scares people from giving themselves to the Lord.
那很多人来讲就害怕了，他们就不敢将自己献给神。
But don't be afraid of it.
但不要害怕。
It says in Timothy, everyone that's godly will suffer persecution.
因为保罗在提摩太书信里面就已经讲到了，凡要在耶稣基督里面敬虔度日的，都必受逼迫。
But it's the fellowship of his suffering.
但是在这里讲的是与他的受苦能够有份。
I believe the emphasis is not on the suffering.
因为我想在这里。
I believe the emphasis is on the fellowship.
因为我想在这里讲的重点不是在受苦，重点是在一同。
In that fellowship.
因为在那里交通的时候。
You have been called into the fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
因为我们是蒙召得与神的儿子耶稣基督相交。
In that fellowship, you can discover the secret to go through anything.
但是在这样的相交里面，你能够发现，能够带领我们胜过一切的那个秘诀。
You remember the story of the Apostle Paul's salvation on the Damascus Road.
你记得保罗是在怎么样子在往大马士革的路上在那里蒙了拯救。
Think about this just for a moment.
在这里让我们稍微想一下。
Here is the greatest enemy of Christianity.
在这里有一个对于基督教最大的仇敌。
Here is the greatest enemy of the church.
这是对教会最大的仇敌。
And his own words that he uses to describe himself.
他自己都这样子说。
He says, I ravaged the church.
那他说我逼迫教会的。
And yet the Lord interrupted his life.
但是主呢打断了他的计划。
I'll never forget it years ago in Richmond.
我都忘不掉在几年以前在 Richmond.
A dear sister was praying in our meeting just like you this morning.
那有一个姐妹在好像我们今天早上的聚会这样子在聚会当中祷告。
And she prayed, Lord, thank you for interrupting my life.
她说感谢主啊你把我生命的计划打断了。
I have owned that ever since.
那我在从那时候开始就不一样。
That's the Christian life.
那么这个就是基督徒的生活。
He interrupted your life.
因为他也把你的生活打断。
You were headed in a certain way.
因为你原来的计划跟目的是一个方向。
You were living for yourself.
你是为了自己而活。
And then he stopped you by the mercy of God.
但是靠着神的怜悯，他把你挡下来。
And he brought you into this deepest fellowship.
然后他把你带入了这个最深的交通。
And in this fellowship, there will be sufferings, no doubt.
但是在这个交通里面一定会有受苦，不要怀疑。
But let me try to explain.
但是让我在这里试着解释一下。
Because I can see I'm in deep trouble already with the clock.
因为我已经看到这个时间，我时间不多。
You remember what the Lord said to Ananias in Acts?Chapter 9.
你记不记得主在使徒行传第九章对亚拿尼亚讲什么？
You remember he sent Ananias to Paul.
你记得他差遣亚拿尼亚到保罗那里去。
He said, this is an elect vessel of mine.
他说这是我所拣选的器皿。
I will show him what great things he will suffer.
我要指教他，他要为我受何等的苦。
Now I mean this to be encouraging.
那我讲这个是要鼓励大家。
I think Christians misinterpret that verse.
但有的时候我觉得基督徒误会了那些经文。
I don't believe it means every Christian is to suffer to the degree the Apostle Paul suffered.
因为我想那里讲的不是说每一个基督徒都要受苦如同保罗受苦一般。
The Holy Spirit is very careful to choose his words.
因为圣灵的话是非常小心讲的。
He's an elect vessel.That I will show what he must suffer for.
因为他是我所拣选的器皿，我要指示他要为我受 为我的名受什么样的苦。
Read 2 Corinthians and look at that list of what Paul went through.
那你读哥林多后书的时候，保罗在那里略略提到他所受的苦。
It doesn't mean you will go through that.
那并不代表说你也会经历完全一样的苦楚。
But the encouragement of the Apostle Paul is he went through the most challenging sufferings.
但是保罗所带给我们的勉励是他经过了这些各样各样极大挑战的受苦。
So God could prove to us believers for all time that there's nothing that you go through that this fellowship can't bring you through.
所以神能够借着他来告诉历世历代的圣徒，没有你经历的任何的一件事情，不是靠着你与这与基督的交通不能够胜过的。
Paul was a worst case.
因为保罗就是一个人能够经历一个最惨的情况。
You know, I told you my dream about being an architect.
那你记得我跟大家讲过我原来本来想做个建筑的设计师。
Never became an architect.
但我从来没有做成功。
But my dear old North Carolina mother never quite understood that.
那我亲爱的母亲在北卡的母亲她不能够完全的明白。
Till she died, she said, meet my son, the architect.
她每次跟别人介绍我的时候在此之前总是告诉人家说来这是我的儿子是做建筑设计的。
I said, mom, I'm not an architect. I've told you that before.
那每次我都要告诉说妈我不是啊我已经告诉你了。
I'm a structural engineer, there's a difference.
那我是一个结构的工程师啊这不一样啊。
Architects don't like structural engineers and structural engineers don't like architects.
因为建筑的设计师啊不喜欢结构的工程师啊结构的工程师也不喜欢建筑的设计师啊。
And I had a harder time explaining to her what I did as a structural engineer.
那我要我跟他解释到底什么是结构的工程师的时候他更不容易明白。
So years ago I said, what structural engineering is worst case engineering.
所以几年前我就解释说什么叫做结构的工程师呢就是一个设计一个东西啊要考虑最糟情况的。
The code makes you, the building code that is, makes you take this building when you design it.
因为每个建筑物都有规定各样各样的码的规定当你设计时你要考虑
It makes you look at all the heavy weight in that building.
所以你要看那个建筑物能够承受的力道最高的力道在哪里
And then it makes you take and look at it as putting everything you can put into that building.
然后呢在你设计的时候就要用各式各样的打击来给那个建筑能够施加压力
And then it makes you take and arrange all those loads in the absolute worst conditions.
然后呢都要用最糟的情况来考虑这个房子的强度跟结构。
And then it does something else.
然后还要再做些事。
If you live in a high wind area like near the coast, it makes you design for hurricane forced wind.
然后你知道在这个海岸边的那个结构的时候呢有强风但他要你设计的时候是要能够承担那个飓风的
Even in Richmond we designed for 80 mile per hour winds
所以在 Richmond 的房子他要能够站立要能够承受80里风速
I tell you you would not be standing up in an 80 mile per hour wind
那我告诉你如果有80里的风速吹着你的话你站都站不住的
And then just to make sure this building stands if you're in an earthquake zone it makes you design for earthquake forces
而同时如果你是在一个有地震的地方的话他要你设计这个建筑是要能够承受起地震的
That is the Apostle Paul
这个就好像保罗一样
He was the worst case
那他是一个能够经历最惨的一个事的
And yet God showed him the greatest secret
那神也向他启示了那最伟大的秘诀
And that greatest secret is in this fellowship of sufferings I will bring you through the worst possible case
那这个秘诀就是在与我一同受苦的时候我能够带领你经历胜过这一切
You remember what he discovered in 2 Corinthians chapter 12
你记得他在哥林多后书第十二章里面他所发现的
You remember he had such great revelation
你知道他在那里有这么样子大的一个异象
You remember that the Lord gave him a thorn in his flesh
那你知道主在他的肉体里面给他看见
It even says a messenger from Satan
到了这个地步，他要从撒旦那里派遣一个使者来。
And the one thing he was to learn in this worst case situation,
这些都是要学习在最艰难的情况下。
Was my grace is sufficient for thee.
但是我的恩典是够你用的。
And an even greater secret.
还有一个更大的秘诀。
My strength is perfected in weakness.
是我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
This is what it means, the fellowship.Of his suffering.
这个就叫做与他一同受苦，在他的受苦上有份。
But there's another thing.
还有一件事。
And being conformed to his death.
效法他的死。
This is a deep secret.
那这是一个深极深的秘密秘诀。
I like the way the old authorized King James Version puts it.
那我蛮喜欢那个King James Version所翻译所讲的。
It says being made conformable to his death.
那勉强的翻译的话呢，就是能够变成一个可塑造成为他死的样子。
Brothers and sisters, everything you go through in life is for a single purpose.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你的一生所经历的一切事情是为了这一个目的。
If you are a Christian, everything you go through in this life is working together for good, for those that love God and are called according to his purpose.
因为如果你是个基督徒的话，那真的是万事互相效力，是要叫那个爱神的人，在按他旨意所招的人能够成就那神的，在他身上成就神的旨意。
And that great purpose is that we might be conformed to the image of his son.
而那个最伟大的目的就是要能够磨成他儿子的样式。
This is a shaping process.
那这是一个塑造的过程。
All of your circumstances are a shaping process.
而我们所经历的一切外面的事情都是为了这个塑造的过程。
I love the story of Peter.
我很喜欢彼得的故事。
Maybe it's because I can relate to Peter.
那也许是因为我是心有戚戚焉。
I always explain Peter's life in a simple way.
那我总是很简单的这么样子来解释彼得的生命。
It is two calls.
是两个呼召。
And a making process in between.
然后在其中呢就是一个过程。
You remember in Matthew 4:19 what it said?
你记得马太福音四章十九节。
When he was fishing,
他在那里钓鱼。
The Lord said, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
那主在那里说，来跟从我，我要叫你得人如得鱼。
Don't ever forget that phrase, "I will make you."
你要记得主说是我要叫你成为这样子的人。
And you remember in John 21 when Peter had completely failed and denied the Lord?
那你记得约翰福音第二十一章在那里彼得否认主是彻底的失败。
Even in front of that little maid, he cursed the Lord.
甚至在那一个大祭司的使女面前，他起誓。咒诅。
I hope you heard Brother Godwin last night.
I'm sorry.
Brother Godwin last night.
昨天晚上我们孙弟兄。
We're not to have those words. Use those words.
什么时候得到这个话，用这个话。
Y'all will help me if my southern language trips him up. Just throw out words that are more appropriate. It might help me.
那对不起啊，我这个南方人的。说话有时候听不懂。他在那里实在是失败了。
And the Lord called him again.
那主又在那里呼召他一次。
You would think the Lord would have given up on Peter.
你觉得主在那里是要放弃彼得吗？
The rest just went away.
那其他的都跑了。
But he denied the Lord.
他是否认主。
He cursed.
他在那里发誓赌咒不认识他。
He said, "I don't know him."
他说我不认识这人。
After saying, "I will die for you."
而且他在之前就跟主耶稣讲说，我为你死都情愿。
And the Lord called him again.
然后主在那里又再一次的呼召他。
You remember those penetrating words?
你记不记得主跟他所问的一些问题？
Peter, do you love me?
说彼得，你爱我吗？
He could hardly answer.
那彼得几乎没办法回答。
Peter, do you love me?
他再说彼得你爱我吗
Peter, do you love me?
彼得你爱我吗
At the end all he could say was Lord you know all things I'm attached to you
That's the best I can do.
那彼得到最后，他只能够说：“主啊，你知道所有的事情，我爱。”
I think it was enough.
这样子就够了。
He was caught.
他这样被主抓住了。
He had failed.
他失败。
He couldn't get away.
他没办法逃离。
He was still caught.
但是仍然主抓住了他。
And then those words came again.
然后再一次主这么说
：“Come, follow me.”
来，跟随我。
Do you know what it was?
你知道什么吗?
It was all in between, all those dealings.
一切他所经历的事都是个过程。
All those times Peter put his foot square in his mouth.
彼得太多的事说话把自己定罪。
This is what we see. We are conformed to the image. We are conformed to his death.
所以在这里我们所看见的就是一个过程能够成为效法他的死。
This is the work of the cross.
这个就是十字架的工作。
I would like so to tell you what it means if at any way I may arrive at the resurrection from among the dead.
那这并不是说我已经得到了好像我已经从死里复活了。
What on earth could Paul have been speaking about?
那保罗到底在讲些什么呢?
It's a promise to every believer that they will be raised in the last day.
因为这里讲到是对每一个信主的人所得到的应许在末日要复活。
It's a promise that will never be taken away.
那这是一个夺不去的一个应许。
We believe in once saved, always saved.
因为我们相信一个人得救了，他就永远得救。
You may fall away.
也许你会软退后。
But you are still his.
但你仍然属于他。
And at the end, you will be raised from the dead.
所以到了末日的时候，你要与他一同复活。
There's a special Greek word only used here.
但在这里所用的希腊字是很特别的在圣经别的地方都没有 用过
This means the out resurrection from the dead
The out resurrection
The out resurrection from the dead
这个实在是没办法翻译啊
I think I really tripped our brother up now If you lookIn Revelation 20, verse 5, and we're not going to read it, you begin, and in the later verses in Revelation chapter 20, you discover there are two resurrections for believers.
因为你如果读使徒启示录的话，第二十章的末了时，那你看到信徒的复活的话，好像讲到两种的复活。
Am I in danger of being kicked out forever of MDR?
我讲了是不是以后就会 被赶出这个 MDR 再也不能回来
In 20 verse 5 it says the first resurrection
那因为在第二十章第五节讲到第一次的复活
That has to do with reward in the kingdom The thousand year kingdom
那里讲到的是奖赏是讲到国度讲到千年国度
And later in verses 11 to 15 is the second resurrection.
但是等到十一节到第十五节节的时候，讲到第二次的复活。
And when the Lamb's book of life is opened, everyone that has believed in Him will go into eternity.
那讲到羔羊面前的生命册打开了，那里所有得永生的人要与他一同的进入永生。
Well, I've got not much time and a little bit more.
那我的时间已经不多了，那还有一些话要讲。
Paul said that he wanted to possess what he had been taken possession of in Christ Jesus.
那他这里讲到说，或者我可以得到，在基督耶稣所以得到我的。
He said that I may get possession, seeing I had been taken possession of by Christ Jesus.
就是我能够得到那个基督已经得到的。
Brothers and sisters, Paul was a man possessed.
弟兄姐妹们，保罗是一个被抓住的一个人。
That was one secret he revealed.
这是他所启示的一个秘诀。
But he went deeper than that.
但他还要再往深处走。
He said, I want to possess what I had been possessed for in Christ Jesus.
他要得到那个耶稣基督里面得到他的那个东西，他要得到。
To lay hold what I have been laid hold of for in Christ Jesus.
所以在基督耶稣里面呢，所以要得着我的，那我也要得着那个。
This was his secret.
这个就是他的秘诀。
He spent all of his days pressing on to possess that purpose for what he had been possessed for.
所以他一生的追求，在那里努力的追求，就是要能够得到那耶稣基督为什么要得到他的那个理由。
I think this is the deepest secret.
那我想这是一个那个最深层的秘密秘诀。
Here's one who understood the purpose of God.
因为他明白神的旨意跟目的。
Here's one that wanted to lay hold of the purpose of God.
是他要抓住了那个目的。
And then he comes and shares his final heart.
然后最后他在讲他心里面的一件事。
It's Paul's pursuit.
是他在追求什么？
Look at verse 12.
在这里看第十二节。
Not that I've already obtained the prize or am already perfected, but I pursue if also I may get possession of it, seeing that I have also been taken possession of by Christ Jesus.
好，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Brethren, I do not count to have got possession myself, but one thing, forgetting those things behind and stretching out to those things before, I pursue.
所以那里讲了，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事情，就是望进背后，努力面前的。
Looking towards the goal for the prize of the calling on high of God in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Paul's passion was to pursue to the end.
那点燃保罗里面那个火是要追求直到末了。
I press on to the goal of the on high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
所以他向着标杆直跑，要得到神在基督耶稣里面召他要得的奖赏。
He wouldn't be deterred.
他不会改变心意。
This was his one ambition.
这是他有的一个野心。
And he gave then.His greatest secret.
然后他把他这个最大的奥秘。
This one thing I do.
我做的就是这一件事。
Forgetting what lies behind.
忘记背后。
Reaching forward to what is before.
努力面前。
I press on to the goal of the on high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直跑，要得到神在基督耶稣里面召我要得的奖赏。
These are precious words.
这些是非常宝贝的话语。
Brothers and sisters, this was the greatest advice.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个最伟大的劝勉。
This is the greatest advice to every believer.
这是对每一个信徒来讲所能够得到最大的劝勉。
This one thing I do.
我只做这一件事。
Forgetting what lies behind.
就忘记背后。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot do anything about your past.
所以弟兄姐妹们，已经过去的事情你再也不能改变。
You can only look forward.
你只能够向前看。
You should never look backward.
你不要一直向后看。
If you look backward, you'll be like Lot's wife.
如果你往后看的话，你就好像罗德的妻子。
His secret was forgetting what lies behind.
所以他的秘诀就是要忘记背后。
I can't tell you how many times I've been in counseling sessions with people and I've had to give them that one advice.
所以我知道不晓得多少次我跟人家陪谈的时候，我要告诉他们这一个这一个勉励，这个建议。
Brothers and sisters, Brother Kong gave me the most precious advice years ago.
所以弟兄姐妹们，江弟兄在许多年以前给我一个非常宝贝的建议。
He said, "What's under the blood stays under the blood."
他说，基本上就是你里面是什么样子，就会怎么样子。
Forget the past.
不要记得后面。
Press on to what is before you.
努力面前。
Can there be any more precious advice?
有没有比这个更宝贝的建议？
This was the secret of the great apostle.
这是那个最伟大的使徒他的秘诀。
And this should be your secret.
那这也应该是你的秘诀。
And this should be my secret.
也应该是我的秘诀。
And he gave the greatest comfort again.
那他又给了我们最大的安慰。
He said, not as though I've already obtained the prize and have already made perfect.
他在那里讲说，不是说我已经得到了，我已经完全了。
Now, I don't know about you, but I consider Paul pretty perfect.
那我不知道你怎么看的，但我的心里面，我感觉保罗已经相当完全了。
This is the advice to the imperfect.
因为这是一个给那个不完全人的建议。
Not to the perfect.
不是一个给完全人要做的。
If you're perfect, you can leave the room and get an early lunch.
如果你已经完全了，你现在就可以走了，可以去吃饭了。
If you're imperfect, you need this advice.
但是如果你还不完全，那么你就需要这一个劝勉。
Paul said, not as though I'm perfected.
那保罗在这里说，不是说我已经完全了。
But I press on.
但是我努力向前。
His pursuit.
这是他的追求。
Armed with but one secret.
那这里还有一个秘诀。
Forgetting what lies behind.
要忘记背后。
Pressing on to the goal.
要向着标杆直跑。
And then he said the most precious thing in his concluding remark.
那在他的结论里面，他讲了这个非常奇妙的事情。
As many as are therefore perfect, be thus minded.
他说，所以在我们当中间凡是完全人，要存这样的心。
That's the one thing.
就是这一件事。
Don't look back.
不要回顾，不要向后看。
Look forward.
往前看。
Don't look down.
不要往下看。
Look up.
要往上看。
For your salvation draws nigh.
因为我们得救的日子近了。
And then he says, even a more comforting thing.
那他又讲了一个更叫人得安慰的事情。
He says, and if you be any otherwise minded, God will reveal this to you.
他就说，如果你们在什么事上存别的心，那神也会将这个启示给你们。
What comfort those words are.
那这个带给我们何等大的安慰。
What hope those words bring to the imperfect.
那对一个不完全的人，这带来何等的盼望。
What grace flowed from his lips.
何等的恩典从他的唇中流露出来。
All of us can take that advice.
因为我们每一个人都可以接受这个劝勉。
And if we take that advice,
而且如果我们领受了这个劝勉，
we have discovered the one thing.
我们也就发现了这一个奥秘。
Brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
this is the Apostle Paul.
这是使徒保罗。
This is his one thing.
这是他的一件事。
I think there's something very important I have to say again.
那我想这是因为非常重要的，我要再讲一次。
This one thing was illustrated in these three lives, not that we just understand their life.
那么我们所讲的这三个人物的生平，他们所得到的这一件事，不仅仅是为了他们的生命。
The Holy Spirit was very wise.
因为圣灵是极其有智慧的。
The Holy Spirit illustrated this great secret in the lives of individuals.
所以圣灵用这三个个人的生命来说明这样子的一个秘诀。
It wasn't taught as doctrine.
在这里不是用一个教义性的教导。
Because the Lord is looking for this one thing.
因为主也在寻求这一件事。
In every individual that follows him.
在每一个跟随他的基督徒的身上。
May the Lord find David here.
愿主在这里能够找到大卫。
May the Lord find Mary's of Bethany.
能够在这里看到伯大尼的玛利亚。
May the Lord find Paul's.
能够在这里找到保罗。
Imperfect.
不完全。
But pursuing.
但是在追求。
That is the one thing.
追求这一件事。
Lord, we commit these thoughts again to you.
主啊，我们再一次将这些意念交在你的手里。
We tell you that only the Spirit of God can communicate the things of God.
主啊，我们知道唯有神的灵知道神的事。
Take those words and speak deep to our spirit.
那使用这些话能够向我们灵的深处说话。
That you may find ones like these in us.
所以在我们当中能够发现，哦主啊，如同这些人一般的人。
For we ask this together in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们在这里一同奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.